Significant rain has fallen across portions of U.S. hard red wheat country in the last 24 hours, but almost all of it has been focused on the southeast corner of the region, leaving many areas still in need of greater precipitation. A net drying biased environment has been occurring in hard red wheat country for the past few weeks. In fact, for the last 30 days, the precipitation has been well below average, running 25% of normal in many areas. Well, overnight last night, portions of Oklahoma and north central Texas got upwards to the range of 1 to 2 inches of rain. The precipitation was certainly welcome, and it stayed out of the far western parts of Oklahoma. In fact, most areas from the Texas panhandle into portions of Nebraska and Kansas weren't without any significant precipitation and will continue in that net drying mode for another few weeks. Is it a crisis? Probably not yet. We do need monitoring the situation rather closely. The odds are fairly good that we will find better rains in April, maybe even late March. But until we get to that point in time, many of these hard red wheat areas are likely to continue trending drier than normal. In the U.S. Midwest, the driest biased region continues to be in the upper portions of the region, Minnesota, portions of the Dakotas, and neighboring areas of both Iowa and Wisconsin are involved with drier than usual conditions, and this pattern will likely prevail as we get into the spring season. There is a considerable amount of concern or worry about the potential for dryness to be an issue across the northern U.S. plains and portions of the upper U.S. Midwest Corn Belt, and if those concerns come to fruition, we may have ourselves a little problem with production potentials in the spring or summer of this year. In the meantime, there will be a few amounts of precipitation coming through the region. In fact, all of the Midwest will be impacted by precipitation occasionally as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. Just is that there's not a lot of well-organized storm systems that are going to produce generalized soakings of precipitation. In fact, the first disturbance is coming out of the southern plains. It's the one that impacted hard red wheat country last night. It will bring some rain to the Ohio River Basin and portions of the Delta and even the southeastern states, but it's not likely to hold together very well. The rain totals will probably run anywhere from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch. Local totals getting upwards to around 1.5 inches, and the greatest precipitation will be in the Tennessee River Basin and a small part of the Carolinas. The odds are good that the next disturbance that comes across the Midwest will be a little bit of a snow event. It will occur as colder air pours into the region. Temperatures this weekend will be falling off rather significantly. We'll end up with temperatures in a range of 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest with a few teens. And in the south, we'll be looking at highs dropping back to the 40s and perhaps a few 30s. Low temperatures at night during the colder days, which will likely occur as we finish out the weekend and move into early next week, will run in the single digits and teens north and the teens and 20s in the south. The odds are good that we will still not see a major storm system impacting the Midwest for a number of days thereafter, but as warmer air moves back across the Midwest, there will be at least some increased potential for greater precipitation reaching into a part of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.